All right, it's Monday night here on The Download, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. If you're a regular listener, you know this segment. This is where we collectively bemoan and complain about the worst things in our society. You know what's the worst? Speedo workouts. Guys that work out in their Speedos. I'm telling you, man, this happened. I saw it. Saw it firsthand. Wasn't pretty. Not pretty.
Yeah.
We have a ton of prizes tonight. 312-981-7200. We got a pair of tickets to the producers. We got a pair of tickets to Barefoot in the Park.
Wow.
Downtown Des Plaines.
Wow.
And we also have some Lou Malnati's gift certificates to give away. 312-981-7200. Tell us your worst. In studio with me, Mike Makings. Mike, a regular here on The Worst. How are you, my buddy?
My third appearance here at WGN Radio. It is nice to be back.
Every Wednesday at 9:30, you can catch him hosting at the Comedy Bar, which is the old Michael Jordan's on LaSalle. We don't call it whatever it was.
And the former and LaSalle Power Company after that.
Nobody knows that.
Well, a couple people saw some bad bands up there on the third floor.
Also joining us tonight, Mary Novohovsky. Did I get it? Close?
It's as close as I think we're going to get tonight, Justin.
Mary is a stand-up comedian. She's hosting Sad Sacks and Wise Cracks at the Hi-Hat Club on June 20th. Mary, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, also joining us tonight, the man who lives his life around The Worst, Pete Zimmerman, who is always the man we start with here on The Worst. Pete, what do you got this week?
You know, it's the worst.
What's the worst, Pete?
Open-faced sandwiches.
Yes. I'm with you on that.
What's the point?
I don't like open faced.
No. How you got to balance stuff on there?
You can use a fork.
No.
Very messy.
A fork.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a great start tonight.
That's nice.
That's like a lead off single, right?
Thank you.
Into the gap.
I always try to make them hot too. They're like open. Right. They're like hot turkey.
I'm not a big fan. There's a restaurant in town that does the Reuben, and I'm always like, oh, man, I love the Reuben. I'll get a Reuben. Yeah. And it's open face. And then I'm like, now I'm just eating a Reuben salad.
The whole point of the sandwich is to have the bread so you can have your hands not get messy by the stuff in the middle of the sandwich.
I find myself with a fork like eating almost like it's stroganoff.
Why do I even have a bottom piece of bread? I might as well just give me the middle of the sandwich then.
Mike understands.
I understand.
All right, Mary, why don't you kick us off? What's the worst?
You know, every single person that has ever put the Marilyn Monroe quote, "If you can't handle me at my worst, then you don't deserve me at my best," on literally any profile. I mean, I'm talking Facebook, I'm talking Tinder, I'm talking Twitter. Because you want to know what?
Your email signature.
Oh my God. Oh God. You want to know what? Because if you put that quote on, there is no best. You're the worst.
You're the worst.
You are the worst. If you were like, that represents me, Justin. This is this quote. This is me.
This is me.
This is just me.
Where I used to work, whenever the building manager would say, "Hey, something's wrong with the trash" or whatever, he'd say his name, and then it would be a spiritual quote.
Oh God!
It'd be like a Bible quote.
Oh.
At the end of this email signature.
Anybody with a quote in the email signature, get out of here. Get out of here.
Is that like popular? Is that a random genre? I'm a different segment, different time. I'm going to bring in an email scientist.
I think it's maybe people with made up jobs. those are the people. I work for myself. No, you're unemployed and you have an email signature.
I'm unemployed and I love to put Deepak Chopra at the end of my signature because I'm unemployed.
And I'm looking
for
the bigger meaning.
But I'm looking for something.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel it.
Yes. A job. All right. Mike, what do you got?
I'll tell you, this is the worst. Feeling rushed when you go through a fast food drive-thru. like you pull right up and they're like, "Can I take your order?" And, you know, this is a nice restaurant, sir. I'd like to take a look at the menu for a minute.
You got a lot going on here.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
Can I get your order? Listen, Burger King, like you got burgers, you got tacos, now you're serving hot dogs.
Right.
You got a thing called chicken fries. I'm going to need a minute. Yeah. Right. I'm a big hungry man.
Give me a break.
We got an open-faced Texas toast sandwich now. I mean, they're just rushing me.
They are. There's nothing where, and then the person behind you is rushing you.
They're honking. I got to weigh out my options.
I'm not a big, I mean, I like the concept of it, but I'm not a big fan at Portillo's where the person comes out to your car with the bag and they're like, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Because that's just even, if you've done that, like through the drive-thru, that's even more pressure because you're like, now you're actually in front of a human being.
And you've never even seen the menu yet.
No, you don't even get up to the thing, so you're like, oh, I can't remember what you had. You had
Yeah, but you've had somebody working minimum wage, and they look you straight in the eyes like, listen, Justin, I need you to know. I need you to know right now, because there are seven fat men behind you, and they're getting mad.
They need to know now. You're so right. You're not even in. They do
and
that.
And Portillo's
now.
Especially. Portillo's has like 18,000 things you can choose from, right. And they're all pretty good.
And I went inside Portillo's this weekend, and they were doing the same
no
thing.
One's
the
gone
line
inside.
Was. I know. That's what I thought. I'm like, well, I'll go inside. There was a huge line, and they were doing the same thing where the people came out with the bag like into the line, so you can't even. Now you're in line, and you got to remember what's on that menu. Like I was like, I'll have two Portillo's, and give me two more Portillo's.
A beef and a sausage and a chopped salad.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You got a chocolate shake? Can I get two chocolate shakes?
Give me an Oreo shake.
I'll take a chocolate cake shake. All right, 847 says the worst garbage bags with the four flap closure.
Oh, those are bad.
I don't even know what that means. Get
and then they
here.
Say they're not eligible to win a prize. So I don't.
Because they know you?
I was going to say, we tell them that.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I've never been told that. That's...
You're ineligible because you are a garbage bag.
Yeah, right. 224. I just lost it. Working retail.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's bad.
That's bad.
The worst.
Yeah. It's bad.
Let's keep going here. 708 says, Marilyn never said that. It's ridiculous that it flies around. She never said that. Wow.
Wow.
Well, yeah, agreed. I'm pretty sure she probably never said that either.
Why is it so accredited to her then?
I don't know.
There's easily almost 1 billion white girls who disagree.
Yeah.
Like, Marilyn definitely said that, and she was a size 12. no, she wasn't.
630 says, the worst is when the city rips up a street and then leaves it unpaved for weeks. Just finish the job.
Oh, I totally agree.
That's bad.
Worst is also when at 2 a.m. they leave the traffic cones up for the unpaved street, and they're like, drive through this figure eight.
Oh, man.
Come on, get home. Don't get home.
Don't get me started with cones. Cones in general are the worst.
Cones on cones.
All right, 312-981-7200. We'll go to the lines. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll go to the lines. 312-981-7200. Playing the worst. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all.
It's the worst here on the download. 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. It's the phone number to text or call with your ideas of the worst. We got plenty coming in here. In studio with me, Mary Novohovsky.
Hello.
Who is hosting Sad Sacks and Wisecracks at the Hi-Hat Club on June 20th. And Mike Makings every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday at the Comedy Bar.
That's right.
500 North of Sal, above the Geno's East. Let me tell you, there's no better comedy audience than people full of deep dish pizza. Mm-mm-mm. They love to laugh.
Yeah, nothing
you know?
Like those Naperville locals eating a couple Zas.
Coming down to have a few chuckles after a food coma.
That's right.
Real sleepy, but they love it.
312 says, you know what's the worst? When people tie up their dog and go shopping. Ooh, Pete, I heard it.
Pete
audibly.
Agrees.
Yes, yeah.
Pete agrees.
But my question, my I don't want to play devil's advocate here, but what are you supposed to do? If you're going to go in to get something, you can't bring the dog in, right? So you just make
You
the
cannot
choice.
Bring the dog into Walgreens unless they have the vest on that says mm-hmm.
that they can be.
That they're, you know,
let's be honest,
their dog.
That
they're
Walgreens
dog. That
vest is like $12.99 on Amazon Prime, though, you know? It's not
can,
like it's that difficult to get the vest.
You can make a counterfeit service animal vest.
I couldn't get the vest on the internet. I can't use the internet. Just go get the vest.
Just go get the service
get
animal
the
vest and take your dog anywhere.
Take the dog in.
Oh, you got a printer? You got a vest laying
you
around?
3D yeah. print that.
Just
Times New Roman 44 font.
Yeah.
Service dog.
I would love to be in the Walgreens where someone's like, "That's not a real vest.
That's not
like
a real service
your,
animal."
Can I see your service papers? And then you fake the service papers. You can go all the way with
they're
this.
At home. Right. You want to follow me home?
If you want fake service papers, Hit me up.
Please, please
find
do not.
Me, find me on the internet. Hit me up. I will make them for you.
All right, please, please stop petting my dog. He's working.
312-981-7200. All right, David, you're on the worst. What do you got, buddy? What's the worst?
Oh, I can't stand when I'm in a store and they treat me like I'm a pain in the butt for buying a bunch of stuff.
Do you go through self-checkout, though?
Then they just treat you like you're a shoplifter. They still have the cashier hovering over you like you're going to steal some toothpaste.
Oh, that's good. Thank
that was
you,
a good one, Dave.
I like that one.
That was the worst.
I like that one.
Let's go to Kurt. Kurt, what do you like? What's the worst, Kurt?
Okay, here's the worst. So I was scheduled to get a colonoscopy.
Okay.
Oof.
So I go through the day before. You know how you got to go through and you can't eat anything. You got to eat Jell-O and all that stuff. And yeah. That night you got to take all this stuff, right? Got up on Friday morning to go get it and realized I was a week early.
Oh.
Better than being a week late, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah. God bless you not being late, Dave.
All right, Kurt. There's Kurt. Thank you, Kurt.
Oh, Kurt. Oh, boy. Yeah. We had a couple mules before the show.
No, that's good. That's good. That's good. 815 says, the worst is when you finally have to give in and throw away your favorite shoes.
No. I'm usually pretty thankful on that day.
They get a little stinky.
Yeah.
You know.
262 says, the worst is when you live in Wisconsin and the radio stations are so bad that you have to listen to a Chicago station.
Well, we appreciate your support.
847, this is getting real. 847 says, you want to know what's the worst? A deadbeat dad who won't file taxes so he doesn't have to pay for her college education. Oh, man.
Oh,
that's the worst on many levels.
That's a long scam.
I feel like this show doesn't have enough time in it to really dig deep.
Yeah, that's a Maury episode.
Yeah.
630 says, the worst thing ever is seeing someone you met off Tinder around campus or in one of your classes.
True, true.
That could be like that. I wouldn't judge. That could be the senior center in DuPage. That could be anything.
Well, tell her before Tinder, that's actually how people met each other.
Yeah, class, right?
Yeah.
847, kids, hands down.
Kids.
Kids.
The
just
worst.
All kids.
Just all kids.
Oh, yeah.
Kids on kids.
Kids all over the kid. Kids everywhere.
You know, it's because they're not adults.
Yeah.
Because you feel guilty when you do anything in front of a kid.
The 262, the worst, why do I say thank you to a clerk when I make a purchase? Shouldn't they be thanking me? There you go.
Mm-mm-mm.
773, the worst is when your friend is so hungry and they're eating salad. And they get dressing on their nose and everyone's laughing at them. Come on, man. I just feel like that's just stream of consciousness.
I'm dressing on my nose. Does that happen that often?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never seen...
Who dips their nose into their salad? Well, like, who gets their face in there and just...
People are that hungry.
Yeah, hungry.
Who's starving.
Not even using a fork at that point? What's going on?
I think
we have an early winner. Early nominee. 847. You know what's the worst? People that use speakerphones. And I can't understand them.
That one hits close to home because I almost exclusively talk to people on speakerphone.
That's yeah, I do too.
I feel like I'm in a reality TV show and everyone's got to know.
Everyone.
I'm at Walgreens. I'm on speakerphone. I'm in the street. I'm on speakerphone. I'm in the car. I'm on speakerphone. It's that, and it's also because I broke my iPhone and I just don't have the heart to go to the store.
Right, you don't have the heart or the
I don't
money.
Know the heart. Mostly, right. I don't have the money.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But I masquerade behind I don't have the heart.
The worst is when this is my personal one, the worst is when your Apple iPhone contract is coming up and then your Apple iPhone mysteriously starts to bug out.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It seems to happen every single time. It's not charging anymore? That's weird because I only got a month left till it's up. Oh.
You must have put in a different charger.
Yeah.
Like,
No, I didn't. No, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
That's obsolescence.
It's just going slow. I guess I should get a new one. No, okay.
It's been a couple years, hasn't it, Justin?
It's been exactly 2 years.
Your contract expired.
Pete, what do you got?
It?
You got any more? He's always got some.
Pete's good at this.
Do you know what's the worst? Giving the moon too much credit. Hate that. Full moon tonight. Everybody's me crazy.
Must be a full moon.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
It's the moon.
630 says, you know, it's the worst. Not just kids, but parents who do nothing about a crying kid at a movie. Yeah. I kind of agree with that. If my son, and he's not at the crying age anymore, Although I probably shouldn't say this because I'm a terrible parent, but when we were riding, he was riding his bike this weekend, mm-hmm. and he fell off and he started to cry.
Yeah,
and I was like, it's gonna be okay. You gotta fall and get back up. So he did it again. Next time, falls again, right? And he goes, and I go, what are you doing? He's like, I just need to take some deep breaths. And I was like, when your son is a drama king. Over falling off, like didn't even scrape anything. Like it was just like the like maybe a spoke.
It was a light lean into the grass.
Maybe the pedal got his shin a little bit. He's like,
yeah.
I just need a minute. I need a minute. I'm like, there you go.
Take a knee, buddy.
Take a knee. Exactly. All right, what do you got, Mike? Another one?
Oh, I got a few. Yeah. I'll tell you what would be the worst is. Owning the dog from the WCIU commercials that loves Mike and Molly.
Our dog was one of the WCIU dogs, and he liked, or she liked, House of Pain.
Oh, I'm so bad. Sorry.
You don't get to choose which one?
No, we just take the picture, and they put the dog up with the show. We were hoping for Seinfeld or something.
Yeah, you always want Seinfeld.
Because Seinfeld's the only good show they play
this
at this
point. This is Spot. He loves Seinfeld. That would be fantastic.
I think that the dogs...
But if you got the Mike and Molly dog, you got to feel pretty bad.
Yeah. I think the dogs should unionize. Really do, because they're obviously being taken advantage of.
And do you know actually why they never have a dog on there that loves the show Cheaters? It's because dogs are loyal.
That's a good bit, Mike. I like it.
It's real strong.
Thank you, Michigan Avenue. Thank you.
Yeah, we got a lot of fans.
Mary, what
do
you got? Give me one more worst here.
So the worst is when you got to call in a customer service and they just refuse to put respect on your name. My last name is 11 letters long, and so I always have to be like, that's N as in Nancy, O as in Oscar, V as in Victor, Y as in yellow. And they're like, okay, that's J as in Jello. That's J as in Jello. I'm like, we've been doing this for 9 minutes, and we're never going to get it. Just whatever name you need to put in, put it in. Novichovsky, Novosovsky, whatever you want to do, let's keep moving.
Just make it sound Russian. And
just
let's get
make
it
sound right. It's the worst.
I would say the worst in the similar with customer service is when your phone number changed. Like I had a home number for a long time, and I didn't have a landline anymore. So now I just use my cell phone. And so trying to get to my account with the old phone number, it's like Comcast just does not care. It will never change it, and then it will be the reason why the service went up. There's like, well, oh my God, the TV's not working. Why? Well, we got the wrong number on you.
No matter who you
talk to. Yeah, anytime you're dealing with Comcast, you're dealing with the worst. So
no matter who you talk to, and they're always like, I am so sorry, Justin, but I just don't know how to fix this for you right now. And I'm like, I know, and I'm sorry for you too, but
let's make this work. I wish I got an apology. That would be nice. All right, Mary Novohosky, Mike Makings, Pete Zimmerman, myself, Justin Kaufman. It's the worst. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We'll get to the news. We'll come back. We'll continue the worst, and we'll give away these prizes. Stay with us. It's the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. The Cubs lose to St. Louis. You know,
that's
we got to let him.
Worst.
It was a walk off. You know what? We got to let him have one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah.
312-981-7200 is the number. We're playing the worst here with Mary Novohosky. She is a stand-up comedian who is hosting at Sad Sacks and Wisecracks on June 20th at the Hi-Hat Club. And Mike Makings every Wednesday night at the Comedy Bar, 9:30. Get your deep dish pizza.
Get your deep dish pizza. Come on up to the third floor. Have a few jokes.
All right, so let me get through. We got a lot of stuff here, so let me get through all the people that are coming in. Thanks for writing in. The worst is when you've been... Okay, let's go past that one. No, let's go past that one. This is the part of the night where it's all bathroom jokes.
Yeah, we've...
The worst is a poop. All right.
262 says the worst is when your first day at work and you're trying to make a good impression. I made such an impression. I will always be known as, quote, Pigpen, for I spilt a Red Bull, all over everything. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe go switch to coffee. Yeah.
A little too jittery.
If I'll be honest with you. If it's your first day, maybe keep the energy drinks at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to come into the first day like, I'm jacked up.
Yeah, I think you make an impression if right away on the first day, like, oh, hi, nice to meet you, Joe. Yeah, hi, I'm a Red Bull drinker.
I have wings.
My doctor said I need more guarine. He said my guarine levels are way too low.
I feel like that probably.
Just take it easy. It's your first day. Yeah. You're already going to be nervous. Like, if you don't have adrenaline and aren't, like, kind of awake on your first day of a new job,
on my first day of any job, no brands.
Yeah, no brands.
Right? No brands.
Brand free.
No brands. I also don't need uppers to get through it. I'm kind of nervous anyway. Like, I have some natural.
It's fine. I took two Red Bulls, snorted six Adderall on my desk, and I don't know why I'm on notice right now.
312 says, the worst is the singer Sia. She's always wearing a skunk wig on her head to hide her face. What's up with that?
She's old, but I think she's very good. I think she's a very talented artist.
I do, too. I don't have a problem with the best.
Yeah, I think she sings well.
I dressed up as her from Chandelier for Halloween last year, so I...
And just look into her. She says she does that because she thinks that beauty has too much weight in pop stars.
Mm-hmm.
So she's hype.
I was so hoping you were just going to stop it. You know, I looked in it. It's like...
I looked into it.
Hey, man, like...
Who cares?
All right, 815. You know what's the worst? Overbearing coaching for girls who are 8-year-old playing softball, and the coach acts like they're playing some kind of professional baseball or something, yelling at them.
On any level of any kids, that is
the worst.
Any sport.
That's any sport at that point.
Right. Except recreational softball. Yeah. I think that's when you get there and that's when yelling.
Well, if it's adults doing it to adults, that's fine. Yeah, right, but anytime someone's yelling at kids for playing a game.
Yeah.
Oh man,
That just doesn't work.
It's like someone's dreams died in order to get them there. They're like, get to first base. I never did.
I remember playing junior basketball though, and one of my friends' dads called out the ref and told him to meet him in the parking lot after the game.
Strong.
The ref, of course, didn't come out to the parking lot, but we went to the parking lot, and then this guy, he just beat up his truck.
Oh God!
Yeah, it was really bad. It was the worst.
I will say that, you know what I think is when I was a Little League umpire in Little League, I had to, when you had to throw out parents.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Like, I mean, you're 15, 16 maybe, and you're doing this because, you know, the coach is also the commissioner of the league and you're one of the guys in the pony league. So you have to go do the small. You have to make a decision in your life to toss a parent.
Okay, Mr. Miller, that's enough F-bombs for Little League.
All right, you know what? You gotta go.
Go!
It was a strike.
All right. Let's go through some of the stuff. 815 says, the worst, sour mop water in your classroom hallway. It's there all day and more. It's hard to tell your janitor he's not doing mop smell check.
Got a lot of students that listen to the show, right? Dustin. Yeah. I'm surprised.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm a hit. I'm a hit with the millennial generation.
Sour water.
I bet you that's a teacher.
Yeah, that sounds like a teacher.
Might be a teacher.
Let's go to Fred. Fred, what's the worst, Fred?
So when your cashier said you're in like a keeps asking you for. Would you like to donate here, or would you like to adopt a puppy? Would you like to donate here for like 15 minutes when you have one item and there's like a 20-person line down?
So like when they're asking you, they're like, hey, also, would you like to donate $1 to Target Charities? And you're like, no. And then you feel kind of like a jerk, but at the same time, you're like, no.
No.
Yeah. You are not the Fred I expected. I'm going to be honest with you right now.
Fred, hold on, okay, bud?
Bye.
I like Fred.
I think Fred should go see the producers.
Yeah, I feel like I want to give Fred something right now.
I want to give Fred the producers tickets right now.
I want to give Fred, I never knew that I'd get so connected to an on-air listener so quickly, Justin.
I liked his worst, too.
And when I said students, I meant college. I didn't mean middle school. Yeah, but hey.
You know what? We do well with the 6 to 15.
Only,
that's our area.
Only WGN program that does. Very commendable of you.
6-3-0, the worst is when the Cardinals act like they won the World Series of Game 1 against the series against the Cubs. It's true, like the walk-off homer. The mascot is still on the field waving the flag.
Oh, God.
They're acting as if they just made a.
I don't like the Cardinals one bit.
You know, they've won enough World Series recently. You think they'd act like they've been there before?
You're like, yeah. St. Louis sucks, dude. Have you been there? You go to the Arch? That's
St. Louis
it.
Is just the worst.
Yeah, ugh, the worst. St. Louis,
it's
the city.
Gateway
Oof.
To the worst.
Yeah, St. Louis. Gateway to just fried cheese sticks. That's
six,
it. That's like their food.
630 has, you know, it's the worst, bad head cold on a day off. Yeah, that is true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all right.
Okay, let's keep going here. All right, we're going to go fast.
Okay.
773, working hard and long to get in good shape, limber, strong legs. Then you get an injury to be
limber.
No exercise, yoga class, so hard to regain all that.
It's too specific for
after
me.
After injury heals.
Well, you went too hard and too fast too early.
Oh, I see. They're missing a couple. I am 79.
Yeah.
That was the last thing.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's fine.
That's tough.
I agree. It is the worst. I'm sorry. It is the worst.
You guys jumped all over, and the person is essentially saying like they kept themselves in shape.
We were not cool about it.
I didn't know they were a geriatric.
I'd like to formally apologize.
Yeah, both of you need to calm it down.
Goodbye.
630, the worst to be on hold for 45 minutes and the person that answers hangs up on you. The worst,
that's bad.
815, the worst is going into a furniture store and being bombarded by a million salespeople who work on commission.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
312, when you're on the way home from a late meeting, having missed dinner and you have to stop at a late night store for lawn stickers. I'm not sure what that is. And once you're there, you realize your wallet's at home.
Well, good that for sounds, you for having a lawn.
That sounds like it just happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like one of these things. Like, I have no one to vent. I'll vent to the radio mm-hmm. station, right?
Please stop texting and driving, whoever that was.
Stay safe out there on the streets.
You know what the worst is? Chafing.
Agreed.
As a big man, I can vouch for that.
It's the season. We're entering the season of the chafe.
The season of the chafe. I'm not a big fan of, I wouldn't say it's the worst, but I think it's in that category. The worst is around this time when you get your first real nice day of the year, and everyone brings out their shorts from last year.
Oof, my God, the pastiness.
The pastiness, the size. I mean, it's fun. That's why I don't think it's the worst. I just think it's fun.
It's something.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It might be the worst.
It's bad. I don't know if it's the worst, but it's bad. I'm going to say it's definitely a bad one.
847, the worst are drivers who don't speed up on the highway on ramps. Are you really expecting to do 35 on the tollway? Live a little. Hit the gas.
Amen. Hit the gas,
Amen.
Bro.
Hit the gas. Get out of here.
262 says the worst is when dancers at the area club, come on, walk around and ask for more money after their dance.
Oh, the area club. Huh. Everyone's got a local club, right? Is that a thing?
So. Yeah, this is a very nice way of putting it.
Yeah, the area club.
The area club.
And isn't that I don't know that much about the area clubs.
Yeah.
But isn't that the point? Like, isn't the point that they dance on stage and then they go around and they ask for...
Well, they...
Like, we'll do a lap dance
And then take into the private room.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. They're not walking around looking for friends.
No.
So I don't know if that's the worst.
They're entrepreneurs.
Yeah, that's the business.
Yeah, that's the
biz.
I would say singles at them when they're on stage, and then they go get the 20s and the 100s. You know.
Well, the area clubs might be the worst. That might be a better.
Depending on what area you're in, the area club, I think, is standalone. Correct. Is correct.
815 says the worst is going to the dentist thinking I was only getting one cavity filled, but he does five, and then my ride leaves me there.
I'm not sure if that's even legal under several different medical laws.
First of all,
I love that one.
Yeah.
First of all,
who's your friend?
And why do you have five cavities?
Yeah. But why did you think it was going to be one? There's so many questions.
Yeah.
I like this one because it's open-ended. Yeah, bamboozled is a good word for
this. But if you
this.
Have five cavities, you're going to go to the dentist and be like, just give me one for now.
No, but I wonder if like the first meeting was like, oh, yeah, you have a cavity. It's like, well, I got to go fill this cavity. And they got there and like, oh, my God, there are five. Oh, my God. And you also need to try this new expensive toothpaste. Sounds like, you know, like maybe the dentist
is scamming you.
Scamming you. And then your friend is in on it.
Yeah.
Going, you know what? Keep him there because I'm going to take off.
That's not your friend.
For every cavity you fill, I get $26.
All right. There's so much more here. The worst is when someone brings their kids to yoga.
That's bad.
That's good.
That's
847, parents who put kids on those backpack leashes. And then Did we? I think we did this one, yeah. Okay, so we're back to, I think we, oh, that's Geno's Yeast. Did I do the Geno's Yeast one? No, I told you guys this one. This is good. Where'd it go? While I'm looking for it. 815, the worst is packing to move and having to go through all the bags you stashed in the garage from your previous move.
I love that one.
That's a good one. The worst. All right, I'm just moving in. Everything is. When the worst is when you don't live in Chicago, you're forced to buy Geno's East Pizza frozen, and it's never the same as the restaurant.
It's kind of a suck-up one, though.
Yeah, because Mike was talking about Geno's East.
Well, we appreciate it.
Well, we, I mean, yeah, it's appreciated.
We at the Comedy Bar appreciate it.
312 says, when you... What is this? It keeps doing this. It keeps bouncing me out. When you get all excited about a match on Tinder and then you find out they swipe right by accident.
Whoopsies.
Or maybe you just said something terrible to them to start the conversation.
Maybe, yeah. All right, 312-981-7200. We will take a break. When we come back, we will give the top three winners of the worst this week. Stay with us.
It's going down.
All right, you know that music. It's the worst here on the download. 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio, Mike Makings and Mary Novohovsky. Mary is hosting at Sad Sacks and Wisecracks at the Hi-Hat Club on June 20th. And you can see Mike every Wednesday hosting at the Comedy Bar, which is at 9:30. Anything that pretty much nailed it? You guys got it?
Yeah, that's
that nails it.
That's
I mean,
good.
I do other things, but well, that's
good.
Yeah,
we got other stuff. Just
it just
Mike,
seems like
that's,
seems like that's the only thing you guys do.
That's about enough.
I'm
yeah.
not gonna lie. That just seems. Okay, so why don't we go real quick before we go to the winners because we've got our ones picked out. What else did you prepare tonight, Mike?
Well, I think the worst is probably remaining friends with your ex on social media after the breakup. Especially when they're obsessed with taking selfies, you know. I really want to see that more.
The worst is definitely people who change their cover photo.
Like, oh, yeah.
Regularly.
Regularly change your cover photo.
Come on.
Yeah.
You just stop. Don't put the pictures from 2010 back. Don't.
Yeah.
Leave them be.
Nice landscape.
Mary, what about you, Mary?
When every single time you go on a date, they ask you an extremely personal question 10 seconds after you put a bite of food in your mouth. You're like, well, my family.
Just give me a minute here.
Yeah, come on. You focus. Just took a bite of scampi.
That's just, come on. This is chemistry. Yeah. You're supposed to, like, wait till you get supposed to in.
Yeah, let me. Yeah, okay.
That's why I've stopped taking my dates out to eat. I don't do it anymore. Yeah.
Where do you take them?
We just drink.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. I mean, let's eat on
the
third or fourth
date. Yeah.
We might eat, but I'm not going to eat with you early on.
I agree.
I don't want to see you eat. Eating, you don't want to see me eat.
Dating and eating is
overrated. I guarantee you don't
want to
see me eat.
Also,
on the first date.
Yeah, agreed. As a Jew, so many stomach issues too. You know, like I can't put cheese in my body. There's a lot of things.
There's gluten.
You really want to find that stuff out in the third or fourth date too.
You don't need to know that right away.
No.
All right, so we got our three top winners tonight at the worst. They're going to win these prizes. Third place is going to be a pair of tickets to The Producers, now playing through June 26th at Mercury Theater Chicago, featuring a riotous mix of eccentric characters and show-stopping songs. The Producers is a spoof on the big old-fashioned Broadway musical. Get tickets by calling 773-325-1700 or online at mercurytheaterchicago.com. Second place is going to get a pair of tickets to the Barefoot in the Park, playing May 27th through June 19th at Lila Arts Center, downtown Des Plaines. Watch as newlyweds Paul and Corey's differing personalities take them on a wild ride. Get tickets at lilaartscenter.com. And first place is going to get the Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. You're not going to have the problem with the frozen with Lou Malnati's.
No way.
All right, so let's do this. Number three. All right, I'm going to find this is from 847. Number three, you want to know what the worst is? Chafing.
Absolutely, we agreed. Hands down.
There you go. So
the season of the chafe.
It is chafing season.
Chafing's going to get you tickets to The Producers. That's pretty great. So it's a little bit of pain now, a little bit of pleasure later.
Just bring a little baby powder with you to the show.
Yeah, you do have to sit down for a while, so wear loose clothing. All right, second place. This one comes from 815. I want to find this one exactly because there's a million here, but there's so many good ones that have come in since we started. Oh, darn it. Yeah. Well, we'll get them next time, right? I'm looking for it because the way they wrote it was really funny. I'm not going to find it. Working in shape. Okay. Playing in the yard. No. First day at work.
That was a good one. That was a solid one.
First day at work. I'm okay. All jacked up on
815. Here we go.
Red Bull
didn't win. We gave you our advice. Yeah. You don't get tickets to the producers. You
chill
get,
out, man. Chill out. But
815 says, the worst is going to the dentist thinking I was only getting one cavity filled, but he does five and your ride leaves you there. Oh, that's the worst.
That's the worst.
You got switched, a bait and switch somehow.
You
in
thought
there.
You had one cavity. You got a mouthful of them.
And 815 makes me think that they're not in Chicago, so it's not like you can pick the bus up. You're essentially looking for either a Pace bus or a friendly ride.
You're out in Lyle.
They're like a Rockford or something.
Oh, no.
Ay, ay, ay.
Anyway, that's going to get you tickets to Barefoot in the Park playing at the Leela Arts Center. All right, first place is going to go to Fred, who called in. Fred,
Freddy.
He does not like the donations at the grocery store. Fred, so you won. You got it. You get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. How does it feel? You there, Fred?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Fred, did you just flush the toilet, bud?
Twice.
All right.
Twice, actually.
Fred, so you really have a problem with the donations at the grocery store line, right?
Yeah.
All right, there it is. Fred.
Fred.
The most enthusiastic caller yet.
Fred, you know what? We're going to just quietly fade Fred out of that one. But Fred gets a Lou Malnati's pizza. Thanks, Fred, for playing. It feels like we might have been the
suckers. I just want to say, if you're going to get that Lou Malnati's delivered, get it uncut.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're the uncut kind of guy.
Oh, yeah. You're not an uncut guy?
That's the way to go. I think that's the way to go.
Maybe we're going in the wrong direction.
I'm telling you, no. You can get a Lou Malnati's uncut, but it keeps the heat in, and then you slice it yourself when it comes to your house.
Mike Makings, you know so much. You know so much. Mary Novohovsky, Mike Makings.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, you guys, for being a part of the
Thank you, Justin.
Appreciate it.
See ya.